Bob Seger live. Bob Seger, of course, famous for saying this.
I'm Bob Seger. I'm from Ann Arbor, Michigan.
So we all came up with this idea here on the show, sitting around the office, for Bob Seger Boulevard. Well, we were looking at the Google Maps, and it just kind of popped up out of nowhere, didn't it? Pioneer High right there. It's on the corner of Main Street, too, and there's no name. We actually had a track coach email us yesterday, Aaron, and was saying that he tells us go down the unnamed road when the kids run around Pioneer High School.
Now you can say, take a stroll on Bob Seger Boulevard.
There it is. So this is the idea. You've been fantastic. We will send you the map and all the information. We'll text it to you. Of course, the keyword for that would be
Seger, S-E-G-E-R.
So all the emails have been coming in. We've been getting the support. This, the first step is to raise awareness and to make sure that the people in Ann Arbor on the school board know that you're behind this, and we still love to get your emails. But we got Christine Stead on the phone from the Ann Arbor School Board. So, Christine, the obvious question is, what's next?
So I'm glad you asked, and I had a chance last night to talk with our superintendent of schools just to be real clear about what we look for when we're considering naming something on someone's behalf. And so I wanted to share that with you all this morning, and as you're thinking about what's special about Bob Seger and why the Pioneer High School community, these are the things we look for.
Okay.
Obviously, the naming is a significant honor. It's long-lasting, and we want to honor anybody that we're thinking of naming something with. So those are the things that for us are meaningful in terms of their connection back to Pioneer, how they inspire our kids, what's special about that. If you're thinking about that kind of support, those messages would be important.
Like you're saying, like the music, I know Aaron, we were talking about like the music program at Pioneer High School. I mean, mm-hmm. Bob Seger is a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame songwriter, yeah. Hall of Fame. His music, I mean, he sold over 100 million albums. That kind of exactly. Inspiration for people at the school to see that yep. you can succeed from right here.
Yes, because this is the inspiration for all the children coming after this, that they'd be inspired and know that you've got somebody of that caliber of achievement that came through their same doors.
Okay, so then what's the next step then? What do we have to do?
The next step is to put an email together to our superintendent of schools. That's Dr. Denise Swift. So once you get ready with that, I would send her an email saying what your proposal is, and then we'll go from there. I think when we talked initially, I did share with you that it does take some time to review this. So at the same time, she's talking with the city manager as well as our legal team to make sure naming that particular boulevard potentially is, in fact, our purview. So they're investigating that right now.
Okay. Is there any point where we get to stand up in front of the school board and I can talk like Al Pacino in Son of a Woman?
Absolutely.
Okay. I just want to, because I've been working on my lawyer voice. The Ann Arbor School Board, Bob Seger Boulevard. Hoo-ah!